Today we are excited to welcome Rick Altinger to the show. Rick is the CEO of the new mobile phone app called Glooko. Glooko allows you to synchronize your glucose meter with your smartphone so that you can track your glucose readings much more easily than a traditional paper or electronic logbook. Glooko has been named one of the top 25 new tech health startups, and reviews have been very positive from both users and industry experts. However, what you should know is that Glooko is not just your average diabetes app. So we're happy to have Rick come and explain this great new tool to us. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, Rick, you just recently joined Glooko in January as its first CEO. What was your background prior to joining Glooko, and you know, why did you decide that Glooko was the right company to join at this time?
So I've been in healthcare information technology for 16, 17 years now. I was an early employee at a company called Healthscape that became Healthion and now is known more as WebMD, which was one of the acquisitions we did along the way, and they had a catchy name. And at that company, joined in 1996, I guess it was, learned a lot about the complexities of healthcare in a number of different areas. And we were a little early at that point in trying to leverage technology to change the way healthcare is delivered and consumed by patients or consumers. So was there for almost 6 years, left when we had about $1 billion in revenue and 5,000 employees. And then most recently was at Intuit, the makers of QuickBooks and TurboTax, in helping form their healthcare business unit, which was focused on the patient portal space and trying to get patients engaged in their healthcare. But the focus there was really on more the administrative transactions, so doing appointment requests and filling out forms and such. And what led me to Glooko specifically was as the accountable care organizations and the government is pushing for more patient engagement, the ground is ripe for a change. And there's also the technology is finally to the point with both electronic health records being used at provider organizations and smartphones in use of virtually all people at this point, or soon to be virtually all. And so the ground is really ripe to change the way healthcare is delivered, and specifically to engage patients in their care. And if you look at the top chronic diseases, diabetes being one of them, it needs a new solution, transformed. And we'll get into a little bit more about how we're doing that. But you know, so the timing was right, the technology was right, and lastly the team. So the founding group here at Glooko, including Yogan and Sunny, really had the right special sauce and had developed an interesting innovation that a lot of other people have tried to do, but no one has succeeded in doing yet.
Well, perfect. Well, that's a great thing to lead right into. You know, what exactly does the Glooko app do, and how does this make life easier for people with diabetes?
Yeah, so our first challenge is obviously to make things easier for people with diabetes. And really, though, it's more than an app. So you'll see we'll be putting up a new website in a couple weeks that talks about really the Glooko diabetes management solution. And it cuts across both patients using an app, that's how it starts, but also clinicians and endocrinologists and diabetes educators also using our system inside their clinics to help patients and get access to this data and then nudge patients in the right direction or coach them in the right direction. So at a high level, we're trying to really transform the way patients and the healthcare team interact and manage diabetes. And we're leveraging the power of a mobile platform to do that with the ultimate goal of improving outcomes, of course, and lowering costs for all involved. So the way we do that, the first innovation is basically to build this smart interconnect device or cable that today connects with about 21 meters, blood glucose meters, and it makes it easy for a patient to create that logbook. So you simply, as a patient, connect it to one of your meters, and we've got all the major brands from the One Touches to the AccuChecks and such are there, and you simply connect and sync. And the first time you sync, it's a wonderful first use experience because you're bringing in the hundreds of readings that are in your meter, and you're bringing them into your phone in a place where it's convenient for you. On an ongoing basis, though, you can then sync individual readings, and that's just the start of it. So once you do that, the data is put into an account for you, and you can choose to share that with either your oldest daughter, who's helping you manage your diabetes, or with your healthcare professional. The other use case, by the way, is you walk into we now have physician offices using the product where you walk in and they say, I'm using Gluco now because it's hard for me to get, in a lot of cases, in the majority of cases, patients don't keep a logbook. So I'm using Gluco now. Come over to this kiosk. We're going to take your meter and take your data out. And if the patient would like, they can create an account for themselves. They get an email from Gluco in the practice, and they have access to that then on the back when they get home. And so the patient then can start to be engaged in seeing their data. We unlock the data out of this meter and give it to the provider. And then the provider can start to engage the patient and say, okay, I can see on, 3 days ago you had a high reading of 240. What happened? Let's talk about what's going on there. And that's a typical interaction. But then the provider or the diabetes educator can say, let me show you this Gluco app and how you can look up food, for example. And in this case, the patient may have said, I went to a Subway and I ate that meatball sub at Subway. And the diabetes educator can say, look, if you just enter SUB in the food lookup system here in the app, it brings up the full Subway menu and shows you all the carb data. And you can see that sandwich has 98 carbs in it. So you're going to need to bolus in order to handle that amount of carbs. So those types of things in the app help people get more educated, and it's convenient, right? You're pulling out your phone to look at that type of information. There's no stigma. If you're a 14-year-old girl trying to do that, it's completely acceptable to pull out your phone as opposed to anything else where you're afraid to draw attention to yourself. So that's an overview of some of the features and functionality and what the app actually does.
So it seems like the whole kind of overriding premise is to be able to use not only your smartphone to set up a dialogue where it's not just you visit the doctor every 3 or 4 months and then he says, how are you doing? And let's check your A1C. This is a much more proactive and interactive experience to try to get a handle on things and coach a person how to get better.
Exactly. And that coaching aspect is a great word. And there's the coach comes in numerous formats. Today, the coach is the dietitian or the diabetes educator, and you only see them when you go in the clinic. But the coach could also be that person acting on your behalf and calling you or sending you a message via our system that says, hey, I see you overcorrected 3 days ago because your data is all there now and you went too low. Let's talk, let's analyze that situation while it's fresh in their mind. So it's this continuous, it creates a feedback loop for the patient that's more real time and in a convenient manner for them. The coach could also be, though, the oldest daughter that is visiting their mother, on a Sunday, and it's the oldest daughter that has the smartphone. So they walk into the house and they take the parent's meter, and rather than ask the parent, hey, have you been testing? How's it been going? You take the meter, you plug it in, of course with the patient's permission, your mother in this case, and you pull the data in, and immediately in your smartphone, you have access to all their readings, and you can see graphs of it. So you can see, oh, at 10 a.m., there's a regular problem here. Mom, what's going on at 10 a.m.? Oh, my friends and I, we actually walked to the Dunkin' Donuts down there that just opened up around the corner. And boom, you're then coaching your mother and saying, look, let's talk about taking your medication at a different time or a different quantity, or let's talk to your healthcare provider about that to make sure that your care plan fits with your lifestyle. And there's this ongoing process. So the coach can be that older daughter type of thing, or the coach can be the parent, and the parent can be, you know, working with a child, with their child, again, in a way that's convenient for the child, right? The child spends half their life on their smartphone these days. So the smartphone is sort of the right hub for this type of coaching and diabetes management.
So let's touch upon, it seems that what's significant about the way that this happens, which is different than a lot of others, sort of evolves around the way, I'm sort of touching upon the FDA approval process, but the Google app has actually received FDA approval. Now, this is pretty significant, and very few diabetes app, mobile apps, I'm not even sure if any other apps receive this approval. Why is the FDA approval so important, and how does it make Glooko a better app?
Yeah, so when I joined Glooko, I actually was a little concerned about the FDA processes and such, and now I've actually become a fan, because basically the FDA is making sure that we have safety with regard to how different apps work and such. And in our case, because we're connecting directly to a Class 2 medical device, the blood glucose meter, and integrating with it, you've got to make sure that you do that appropriately and in a safe manner. And so, you know, when you pull the data out, you've got to make sure that you do not alter the data in any way, shape, or form, or a bad clinical decision can be made. So if you're in the clinic mode, where you're inside the clinic and the healthcare professional is using your meter and taking the data out, and then they're going to make clinical decisions based on that information, the data's got to be accurate and valid. So I think the FDA appropriately sets some guidelines that say you have got to put this through rigorous testing to ensure that the data maintains its integrity. And in our case, we're only reading data out of the device. So you've also got to make sure that you don't interact with or damage the meter, any of the electrical parameters. And a big part of our innovation, by the way, is this single smart meter sync cable can deal with all the different electrical parameters of the different meters. So some of them communicate using a serial 3-volt communications. Others will use a 5-volt. And so our electronics can switch and deal with that, knowing which meter you're connected to. But because we're changing the voltage levels and such that we send to that meter, we have to be very careful that we don't do any damage or alter the data in that meter. So the FDA is making sure that we do the rigorous, that we're not just some fly-by-night app, you know, with a bunch of guys in a garage that are throwing together code and throwing it out there and making, you know, trying to get people to use it for a buck a purchase or for free. They want to make sure that we are delivering an end-to-end quality system. And that, you know, a big part of what it means to be FDA certified is not just getting their stamp of approval, but having a quality system so that, you know, there's some things, for example, if we change the view of data on a report, we don't ask for FDA clearance for that, but we have to have a quality system to make sure that that is verified and validated and that it goes through usability testing if it warrants it. So in our case, I think the FDA is a very positive thing, and they're acting to help and ensure safety with people with diabetes in particular.
Mm-hmm. So besides the safety thing, it seems to me that, number one, you have the whole ease of data entry. If you're testing 3, 4, 5 times a day, you don't have to manually enter it in, number one. Number two, it also promotes sharing. So if you're entering, if the data is being entered into, being shared with your healthcare provider automatically, that allows for a better healthcare experience. And, two, it seems like it's also good because you're not tied to one particular meter. So you're not hooked into that, $300 meter that only works with that meter. It may have some of this functionality, but, your particular app, they can have a couple different meters, from my understanding.
Yeah, and that's actually I'd never realized this, how the importance of this feature functionality, but we were presenting to a diabetes educator recently, and she literally said, look, I've got goosebumps, because you can take data from multiple meters. And we sat there, and sure enough, a patient with diabetes came in an hour or two later, and we were testing our system in the clinic mode, and they had a AccuCheck meter from Roche, and they also had a LifeScan or a one-touch meter. And we were able to connect to both meters and bring the data into one view. It puts it in one data set and presents that. And for healthcare providers, they've never been able to do that in the past. And so now you've got a true picture of this person. In this person's case, they had a meter that they kept in their desk at work, and then they had their main meter that they kept, that they did most of their readings with. But it told a very different picture when you were able to bring that data together. The other key thing is it's not just about blood glucose. So the process here starts with blood glucose, but to manage diabetes really entails bringing together other data to complete a full picture and to educate yourself and make it part of your lifestyle and part of your day to do this without having to expend a lot of CPU cycles in your brain. So in addition to blood glucose, it also makes it easy for you to tag your results. So was this a fasting result or had I just eaten? Or also then to keep track of what carbs and what food you're using. And the food database is getting an increasing amount of usage where you can, there's over 200,000 entries in our food database, where including all the menus that we talked about earlier. So you can look up and you can also build meals and such and continually educate yourself on the food that you're eating and the carbs in that to help you, understand then what medication or insulin you should be taking. And lastly, to keep track of exercise in there. So it's all those. It's not just blood glucose, it's all those pieces of data, having it convenient in your hand, and then also being able to look back and say, okay, the last time I went into Subway, what happened? And it sort of, you can look back very easily and get a sense for when was the last time I ate that meatball sub, what took place. And we're going to be adding features and functionality where you can, using the geolocation in the phone, it keeps track of where you are and can prompt you to say, oh, you just walked into the Subway. Or when you bring up the app and you're inside of a Subway, it says, would you like to look at the Subway menu? Or would you like to look at your log and see what happened the last time you were in a Subway restaurant, for example?
Okay. My understanding is this app only works with the iPhone currently. Is there any plans to make it work with Android?
Ah, perfect question. So right in my hand right now, I have the Android version, and we're about to start usability testing on it in about 2 weeks. So the Android's a little more challenging because there's lots of different phone platforms that are available and form factors and such. So but that's a key deliverable for us. That's sort of the next key deliverable, to be honest with you, is to get the Android version out. And the team's been working hard on that. And then it will with the majority of Android devices, but then it also puts the same data in the cloud. So if, you know, in the case of a friend of mine who has a child with diabetes, the parent has an iPhone, the child has an Android, basically it puts the data in one account, and the parent can look at it with their iPhone, the child can be looking at it with their Android and entering data from there.
Interesting. The hopefully the upcoming Android release and the new website you have folks going on, is there any other plans you want to share with the audience about what you have coming up in the future?
Sure. One thing we haven't talked about yet is the Bluetooth version. And so this is going to make it even more convenient for patients and people with diabetes. Basically, we will turn all meters that we support today into Bluetooth-enabled meters. So instead of, there'll still be something that connects to the meter, but then instead of having to physically connect it to your phone as well, your phone can stay in the pocket. And you simply test and hit the button on the Bluetooth adapter that is connected now to your meter with a little dongle, tiny little cable, and it stays in your case at all times. And then, boom, the reading is in your smartphone, and assuming your smartphone is connected to the Internet, it's also in your cloud-based account so that your overall care team can see it. So that's going to make it a lot more convenient for folks, and we're developing that now. There's early rounds of early versions of the design, and we're hoping to have that out in the fall.
Great. Where can people find out more about Glucose?
Mainly from the website, particularly patients with diabetes can go to gluco.com and see more information about that website. And then we'll be updating that website in a couple weeks to include content for healthcare providers and I talked a little bit about the clinic mode and using the product inside of a clinic. And then there also is another constituent, which is more of the payer organizations that will be talking to the value for them, and some of their back-end coaches can also be using this product to help patients with diabetes understand their disease and understand how to manage it on an ongoing basis.
Rick, I want to thank you again for being such a great guest and for visiting our program. We enjoyed having you, and hopefully this will take off like it should.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.